again, as usual, thank you very much for taking time out of your day to listen to the update from our healthcare professionals on how we make our way through this COVID-19 pandemic. I will say right off the bat that in conversations with the chief this morning, another very quiet night here in Timmins, so that's wonderful news. And I know we've got Chantel from the Health Unit on the line, so we'll hand it over to you, Chantel.
Thank you, Mayor Perry. Good afternoon, everyone. There have been no positive cases in the Porcupine Health Unit area reported in the last 24 hours. So we are at a total number of confirmed positive cases at 65. 8 of these 65 cases are now resolved. Remain active. So we do have 52 cases that are now resolved, and we do have the 5 deaths related to COVID. As of yesterday, over 4,113 COVID-19 tests have been completed in our region. 274 of these tests are currently under investigation. We are seeing a change in the number or the frequency in which cases are reported. So we are seeing a day or two or three between cases now. So it is slowing down, but we do need to be very cautious. We definitely do not want to go back to where it was and seeing, one or two or multiple cases on a daily basis. So it is important that we remain cautious and we continue to follow the public health measures. And with a long weekend almost here, we are encouraging people to stay home as much as possible. If you are not well, it's important that you stay home. If you start to feel unwell while you're away, please go home. And while you're out, please be safe. Do not do anything to injure yourself or that could add pressure to our emergency medical services, our paramedics, our firefighters, our police, and our emergency room in our hospitals. So again, as much as possible, we are asking people to stay home this long weekend. Older adults are more at risk of developing severe complications. Almost half of the positive cases of COVID-19 have occurred in individuals over the age of 60. So for more information about our data, our COVID data at the Porcupine Health Unit, you can visit our website. That being said, although, as I said, almost half of the cases are in individuals 60 and over, COVID-19 does affect younger people as well, including children. We have seen in our area 3 children up to date under the age of 19 years of age and under, that have been affected by COVID-19. And so it's important that we remember that we continue to practice those public health measures. As more businesses are opening and more businesses in the weeks to come, we are expecting an increase in cases. So we do need to work together to keep reducing the spread of COVID-19. Again, if you need to go out, please go out just for essential reasons. Limit your trips to the stores. Only send one member per family to run the errands when possible. Wash your hands frequently and maintain that physical distance of 2 meters when you're in stores or when you are out. Again, if you are not well, please stay home. We are increasing testing to continue to increase our testing, and we still encourage individuals with symptoms, even if they're mild or they resemble a cold, to please call their primary care provider. So call their doctor, call their nurse practitioner, or the health unit for a referral to the assessment center. As I mentioned, we are expecting more cases, and so if the more testing we do, the quicker we are able to identify community members or people who have COVID-19 and put the proper measures in place to ensure that the infection is not spread to others. So again, if you have any symptoms, please call your primary care provider or the health unit. The COVID-19 information line is open today from 9 to 5, and you can call the toll-free number at 1-800-1818 or your local community office. We have assessment centers in all of our in most of our communities, and just a reminder that an appointment is necessary. Thank you. Stay well, stay home, and stay positive.
Thank you, Chantel. Next, we'll go to Blaise McNeil at the Symington District Hospital.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and folks on the call. As we've seen announced across the province, the current restrictions are working to slow the rate of transmission of COVID-19. Help your hospital help you by doing your part to keep this pandemic as short as possible. As the long weekend comes closer, it's imperative that we continue to follow the public health recommendations currently in place. The continued reporting of positive cases is a clear demonstration that we still have a ways to go until these social distancing recommendations can be relaxed. While the hospital has not been overwhelmed by COVID-19 pandemic, to date it's imperative, not only to our healthcare sector, but to continue health of our frontline workers, that we slow the spread of COVID-19. We cannot return to business as usual quickly without undoing all the progress we made. As a matter of fact, business as usual may be very different under COVID-19 threat. The health of your community, healthcare sector, frontline workers depends on us all staying the course together. We are asking our community to please stay safe, stay home unless it's for essential travel, and please wash your hands often. Thank you.
All right, thank you for that. We'll go to the media to see if there's any questions for the Porcupine Health Unit or the Symington District Hospital. All right, hearing none, we'll go to Brian Marks with the Cochrane DSAT.
Good afternoon. Thanks, Dave. Yesterday in EMS, it was a busy day again with 34 calls, 16 in Timmins, and 6 of those failed screening. On the food security side, 32 meals were distributed at the Salvation Army, 33 throughout the day at the McIntyre, and 30 at Living Space. Homeless numbers, 18 at the McIntyre and 27 at the Northern College yesterday, and that number will go up to 30 today. I just wanted to provide an update. As many are aware, we had a fire yesterday at the DSAD-owned family units on Sterling Avenue. This is a 66-unit row house, townhouse-style complex with a mix of units. Between 2 and 5 bedrooms. 8 units were impacted through a combination of fire, smoke, and water. The site is now secure. Tenants who have been displaced have been accommodated temporarily with the help of the Red Cross. And I'd like to extend, on behalf of the board, all thanks to the help of the Red Cross and also Timmins Fire Department, Timmins Police Service, our EMS department, and particularly like to thank our housing services personnel for their good work yesterday to provide support on site and timely and accurate information to the tenants at this traumatic time. Well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for that, Brian. Next, we'll go to Chief Locker.
Good afternoon, everybody. First of all, I want to give a shout out again to all the first responders who have been doing this for a number of weeks and probably over 2 months now. So we continue to thank them and best going forward to the long weekend. I'm really going to speak today because I think it's imperative that the media help us get the message out as it relates to backyard fires, campfires. With the long weekend coming, I can't tell you how many calls we've had at the fire hall for people asking if they can have a fire, and in some cases almost begging to have a fire. This is a provincial ban that was put on by the province with the reality of trying to ensure that emergency responders are not responding to forest fires and other type fires and putting not only themselves in jeopardy, but people as well. So there will be no fires this weekend. That will not change, I don't believe, until the government gets out of their state of emergency in June, but I think it's imperative because we did have 3 calls yesterday that were called in about people with either burning grass or backyard fires, and to think that you can do it on the weekend no matter where you are, and you're not going to be seen or nobody's going to find out about it. The M&R will be out in full complement and the OPP will be out in full complement, both from a marine perspective and a road perspective, and they will be watching and ensuring that people are adhering to that ban. So again, I thank the media for participating on a daily basis, but very important. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you, Chief. We'll go to the media now for any questions.
It's Bob at Moose FM. I have a quick question for Brian Marks. Brian, is that complex on Sterling, is that totally DSAB housing, or is it a mix of DSAB and privately owned?
No, it's owned by the DSAB.
Okay, thanks. Yesterday there was some indication it wasn't. That's why I'm asking. Thank you. That's all.
All right, any other questions? Okay, hearing none, then it's over to Mayor Peary for some closing remarks.
Once again, thank you all for being on the call today. I want to have a real special shout out for all of those that were involved in that Sterling Avenue fire yesterday. The professionalism of all of our firefighting forces, DSAP personnel, EMS, everybody involved there. Very, very apparent that Timmins, again, is once again to be very blessed to have such professional people taking care of the us in these emergency situations. I think there's been 60-plus people displaced by this. I could be wrong. Brian, you can correct me if I'm wrong. The response of the volunteer organizations, as Brian mentioned, Red Cross, phenomenal. The housing personnel at DSAP, phenomenal. And it just gets done. It just gets done. Very similar to what we've seen happen through the COVID-19 pandemic. We're all waiting for the announcements at 1 o'clock to see what the province does next. I'm convinced that within the city of Timmins, we are ready for this. I talked about going to school with the virus for a number of weeks. And what I meant by that was, of course, we've learned the lessons. The lessons being the same as they were at the start. We've learned the message, the lesson of the message. Stay 6 feet apart. Protect yourself and protect and respect others around you. I'm convinced as well that we can do this safely. You heard Chantel say that we can expect new cases. Well, I'm not going to expect any new cases. The amount of work, the amount of messaging, and the amount of effort we've put in to getting this out there, I'm sure Timmins can do this. I say this with confidence. People have respected this message for a number of weeks now, zero calls on a nightly basis. I know through the work of the Chamber, BIA, Timmins Economic Development Corporation, the Venture Center, when you, as I think Mr. Ford is, or Premier Ford will announce the opening of all retail accepting the square, for those in a mall. When you walk into those businesses, I know you know how to walk those businesses respectfully. I know when you walk into that business, you're going to see that they're different. They've worked hard, again, through the partnerships that we've had with particularly Newmont and donating the supplies required to make these locations safe. They will look different. They will look different. I mean, there's been a lot of hard work done by a lot of people to make that this new experience safe. At the end of the day, if you don't feel safe, that message stays the same too. If you don't think it's safe, then don't go. Protect yourself. Protect your families. Protect your loved ones. But I'm quite convinced that the maximum effort has been put in to opening up safely. I'm quite convinced there's no requirement to have new cases if we just follow the lessons that we've learned, and I think we've learned them well. As we see the opening of the businesses, we will naturally start to unwind this daily briefing. Tomorrow we'll have one. We won't have any during the long weekend. We'll probably reconvene on the Wednesday following to see how we did and report, hopefully, good news of compliance through the long weekend. We know business is going to be different. We know our lives are going to be different. We may never see relaxation of the social distance six feet apart. But I ask you, who wants to be close enough to anybody to get sneezed on at the best of times? So ask yourself that question. I'm very confident we can do this successfully. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you, Mayor Peary, and once again, thanks to our members of the media for helping us get the important news out.